I don't think I'm still in any condition to do prank calls.
All right, I'll take it. I'll be HP. HP support, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, yes.
Hello?
Yes, this is HP. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, this is HP. This is Hewlett Packard calling. Yes. We saw your complaint about your problem with your computer. I was hoping we could help you. Maybe you could tell me more about it. My name is Sanjay. I'm with customer service.
I've returned it. It was not fixable.
It was not fixable?
No, it was not.
Oh, I am sorry to hear this, man. I want to be able to help you out more. We would like to send you a gift certificate for a future purchase, but I need some information to put in the computer. Would you like a gift certificate? You can use it towards another laptop, perhaps, or another computer, maybe an MP3 player. Can I have your
that
information
would be fine.
For?
Yeah.
Okay,
that
great.
Would be
yes.
Fine.
Okay. Okay. One moment, please. I have to bring up in the system. It didn't take a second. Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Yes. I need your name. Go ahead, please.
My name
yes,
is Sue.
Yes. I need the full. Go ahead, please. And the first name?
Yes.
On the account we'd like. What's that?
Sue,
S-U-E. Sue, yes. Okay, good. Yes. Okay, and the address to mail to?
Avenue.
Is there an apartment number?
No.
His house? Okay. Yes,
Wilmington.
And... 809. Okay, yes,
yes,
very good. Okay. Yes, we will go ahead and then we'll process this for you. We need we do need to require shipping. So would you like our ship to that address too, yes?
Shipping, what are you shipping?
No, we want to send you the coupon. We must ship to your house. Is this your house number for the shipping of the coupon, yes?
Yeah, that's a mailing address, that's correct.
Okay, yes, good. Okay, so shipping for coupon will be $85.95.
For what? Hello?
Shipping will be $85.95.
No.
Yes, but we have coupon. You say you want a laptop? We will ship coupon with laptop and it will be $85.95.
No.
Yes, well, we have here on file information with your credit card, so we will go ahead and we'll process that.
No, absolutely no. I don't want anything from you. Nothing. Do not send me anything. Do you understand that?
No. I understand you want the replacement because you feel that our product did not meet your requirements, so we will fix it for you.
No, I do not want anything from HP. Nothing.
Look, but we give to you. We give you good deal. We give you good deal now. You have a coupon. You can apply it toward the laptop we're going to send you, and you will get 30% off, yes?
No.
We have here. You just say. You tell me you want the 30% off. We send it out to you now.
You gonna charge me money to send it out to me?
Yes. Laptop.
Well,
we have one special right now. It's $31.99.
No.
Yes, we send it. That is yes. Good laptop. You other one.
No.
You say
no,
you have a problem.
No.
We fix it. We fix it for you now.
No. Do not send me anything. Do not charge me any money.
No. It's fine. We already have all your information. We're going ahead and ship it out to you. We'll get it out to you right away.
No. Do not charge me any money and do not ship me anything.
But you had a problem, yes? And maybe you explain better what the problem was and maybe I fix it.
She's gone.
That's great.
Stacy, how can I help you?
This is Sue Saylor and calling. You called and left a message about charging my credit card for some $89.
Oh, yes. I believe Sanjay told you about that earlier. He said that Dell was going to give you a $500 coupon, and there's an $89.99 processing fee, and that's absolutely true. We went ahead and charged your card because he told us that you wanted the $500 coupon.
Well, that's not true. That is not true. I told him I did not want anything. Don't charge me anything. And
well,
I want that charge off. This better not be too late, because this is a scam, and I am not paying that.
Well,
we
can't. The problem we're having now is we can't charge the $9.95 shipping and handling fee, because it seems like your card is overdrawn.
Well, you take that charge off of my card. What card number do you have?
Oh, I can't give out that information over the phone. People tap the phone lines all the time.
Who are you?
My name is Stacy. I'm with Dell.
I don't know why you... I did not... I told that person I did not want this. I do not want anything I have to pay $89.95 for. I said no, 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 in three languages. Now, what did he not understand about that?
I'm not Sanjay. I don't know. Do you want me to talk to him?
Yes, I want you to talk to him. I'm going to turn this phone call over, and I'm going to notify Dell, and I'm going to notify my bank, and I'm going to notify everybody in the world that this is a scam, and something's been charged on my card that I did not authorize, and I want it off there now.
Well, I suggest you look at your bank statements online and see if the charge is there, because we've been trying to charge a $9.95 shipping and handling fee, and it's not going through, and I don't know what's going on with your bank account.
Well, you better not charge a damn thing on there. I told him very clearly in two languages, no, absolutely not. I do not want it. Do not charge my account anything. When I will look at my bank account, you bet you I will.
I think no is several languages. It's the same.
Yeah. No, 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 yet.
So you told him in two different languages? Because Spanish and English, it's both no.
It doesn't matter what I told him in how many languages. I'm telling you, I told him no. I told him no six times. He kept talking. I said, no, do not send me anything. Do not charge me anything. Do not put anything on my credit card.
Maybe I can get Sanjay on the line here. Would you like to talk to him?
You better get Sanjay on the line here.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can connect him.
Roxy.
Hello, is this Sanjay?
This is Sanjay.
Okay, I believe she has, there's been a misunderstanding. I told her the $89.95 has, in fact, been charged.
Sanjay, I told you not to charge anything to my account. I did not want anything from you, and I do not want anything charged on my account.
Hello, ma'am, this is Sanjay. I am sorry. Could you please repeat? She just told me I don't understand.
You called me earlier about sending me a coupon.
Yes, we did.
I said, no, no, no. Do not send me anything, and do not charge anything to my account.
But that is not what you said. That is not what you said to me. You said you would want a coupon.
I said, no, no, no. That's exactly what I said. Do not send me anything, and do not charge anything to my account.
Ma'am, I cannot do this. This has already been done.
You better undo it, because I'm going to turn you in. I'm going to turn you into my bank. That money, you're not getting that money. And I'm going to turn you into the U.S. Consumer Agency, and I'm going to call Dell. I'm not going to let this
go.
You're not getting $90 from me. I'm out of work, and I don't have $90.
Ma'am,
I don't know what you want. I have already processed this request.
What did you say?
I have already processed this request, ma'am. I do not know what I can do for you. I cannot. If I reverse it, it would take 6 to 8 weeks to process the reverse.
Well, this is fraud, and I will be reporting this as fraud.
Okay. Ma'am, I guess I understand what's going on here. This is Stacy from Dell. Sanjay, we're going to have to go ahead and report you to the authorities.
What? No. This is not. I called because Dell Coupon Service asked me to call her, and I do this. I put it incorrectly. This is not right.
No, this sounds like a scam. It sounds like she told you no several times in different languages.
What? No, she tell me she want this. I do this because she say so.
No,
I'm sorry,
I did
man.
Not.
We outsource these people. Sometimes they're from Nigeria. They're scammers.
He's from India.
I am from Mumbai. This is ridiculous.
Well, I can tell you you're from India. And believe me, I am going to report this, and it's going to be reported as fraud. My bank will get to the bottom of it. You can be very sure.
You just make sure you go ahead and tell the bank that actually he's outsourced. Dell is going to actually fire him.
No, this is ridiculous. I do my job. You listen to me. I do my job. She wants this.
You're not doing your job. You're scamming our customers. You told me that she wanted to be charged $90 so you could send her coupons, but she's telling me no, and we can't have that. We can't have these scammers working for us. And you know what? I don't care if your little kids can't eat tomorrow. You don't scam people.
This is not, no. You listen to me. You're American people. You do not do this to us. We can do this to you because you tell us you want it. We give it to you. You will take it.
Look, our army will come over there and blow up your whole town, okay?
No. You are dumb. You are ridiculous. I do not take this.
What are you going to do about it? What exactly are you going to do about it? Aw, she hung up.
You really left Sanjay out there to dry.